Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for April 10, 2026. Let's start with some notable developments this week. Tesla has quietly launched a public configurator for its Supercharger for Business program, revealing for the first time the full economics of third-party access to the Supercharger network. According to Electrek's analysis, a standard V4 8-stall site costs approximately $940,000 all-in. That's $500,000 in hardware plus $55,000 per post for installation. Tesla takes a flat 10 cents per kilowatt-hour revenue share. The tool generates ROI estimates that vary significantly by location, with San Francisco showing a 4-year payback period, while Manhattan comes in at around 7 years. Miami Beach showed surprisingly strong utilization numbers, making Florida potentially the best market for unit economics. In other news, a Tesla driver in Vacaville, California was arrested for driving under the influence after police found him passed out behind the wheel while his car continued to drive itself on autopilot through city streets. Officers caught up with the vehicle near Elmira Road after a community caller reported an unconscious driver. Police say the driver was under the influence of both alcohol and marijuana. This incident is the latest in a long pattern of drivers misusing Tesla's driver assist systems as a designated driver, a problem that persists because Tesla's marketing continues to encourage such use. Tesla's Super Semi program continues to make progress. Program lead Dan Priestley recently took Jay Leno on an extensive tour of the production intent electric truck, revealing that the Semi is being developed with a million-mile battery claim. The company says the battery is designed to outlast the truck itself. On the talent front, Xiaomi has been actively recruiting Tesla executives. The Chinese smartphone maker hired Dieter Lorenz, Tesla's senior manager of delivery operations for Central Europe, as its new head of delivery ahead of a planned 2027 European launch. Earlier this week, Xiaomi also brought on Kong Yenchuang, formerly Tesla's general manager for the China region, to lead its automotive retail operations. Meanwhile, Tesla has expanded the geofence for its unsupervised robotaxi service in Austin, Texas, though the service still operates with only a handful of vehicles. California's transportation regulator has again confirmed that Tesla is not operating an autonomous vehicle service in the state. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.